Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Why the U.S. should not ratify the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. Jonathan Abamonte reports. Few United Nations institutions have promoted abortion more consistently or more persistently than the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, known as CEDAW. For decades, the CEDAW committee has routinely subjected countries with pro-life laws to pressure to decriminalize abortion or remove restrictions on abortion. Examples are not difficult to find. For instance, at its 75th session last year in February, 8 out of the 8 countries submitting periodic reports to the CEDAW committee received some level of rebuke from the committee on the issue of abortion. For instance, the committee called upon Zimbabwe to decriminalize abortion in all cases and to ensure access to safe abortion and post-abortion services in all parts of the country. The committee rebuked Eritrea for not securing to the committee's satisfaction the full and effective implementation of a 1991 law in Eritrea, which allows abortion in cases of rape, incest, and life of the mother. The committee further called on Eritrea to also decriminalize a fourth condition, namely malformation of the fetus, in spite of the fact that abortion in cases of fetal disability is illegal in Eritrea. The committee further called on Pakistan to review its abortion legislation with a view to legalizing abortion in cases of rape, incest, threat to the life or health of the pregnant woman, or severe fetal impairment, and additionally called upon Afghanistan to legalize abortion under those same conditions. Even Latvia, a country where abortion is completely legal and available on demand up to the 12th week of pregnancy, was criticized. The committee asked the country to ensure that free abortion services are available to all girls. The committee also asked that Latvia ensure that girls' views are always heard and respected in decisions on abortion, a subtle shot across the bow at Latvia's abortion laws, which require parental consent for minors seeking an abortion. The committee is a human rights instrument established through an important international human rights treaty on women's rights called the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. The CEDAW committee is tasked with monitoring the implementation of the convention. From time to time, CEDAW receives periodic reports from states that have ratified the treaty and makes non-binding suggestions or recommendations on how states can fulfill their obligations under the treaty. Countries that have ratified the CEDAW Convention are not required to follow the suggestions and general recommendations made by the committee. Indeed, the convention itself does not mention abortion once. The convention is neutral on abortion, and nothing contained in the treaty imposes an obligation on states to legalize, decriminalize, or otherwise change their national laws on abortion. Moreover, the CEDAW committee itself has no authority to reinterpret the terms of the convention counter to the view of those countries that drafted it. Seeing as many countries which have ratified or acceded to the convention have laws which ban abortion and have no intention of changing their laws on abortion, one cannot assume that the terms of the convention somehow impose an obligation on states to make abortion available. The CEDAW committee thus has no authority even to make suggestions that states should decriminalize and deregulate abortion. Yet, they do so nonetheless. Most of the time when the CEDAW committee makes recommendations that states should legalize abortion, states ignore them and no real harm is done. However, sometimes the recommendations of the committee have great consequence for the country in question. Sometimes countries will endeavor to make changes to their national abortion laws due to the committee's recommendations. That has held true in Bolivia and Colombia, where courts cited CEDAW's views in removing certain existing restrictions on abortion. The United States is a signatory to the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, but the United States has not ratified the treaty. The Constitution requires that a treaty must receive the advice and consent of two-thirds of those senators present and voting. The convention was signed by the United States under President Jimmy Carter on July 17, 1980. He submitted the treaty to Congress, where the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has rarely held hearings on whether or not to ratify it. On two occasions, the committee has favorably reported the convention out of committee, once in 1994 under the Clinton administration and again in 2002 during the Bush administration. Indeed, it was then-Senator, now-President Joe Biden, who presided over the Senate Foreign Relations Committee when the committee voted 12-7 in favor of ratifying the treaty. But neither in 1994 nor 2002, and to this day, has the treaty ever come up for a vote by the full Senate. As a result, the United States has never ratified the treaty and is therefore not bound to abide by the treaty's terms. However, the Biden administration may attempt to change all that. President Biden has pledged during his campaign to pursue ratification of the CEDAW Convention as part of his broad and far-reaching agenda for women. Additionally, the 2020 Democrat Party platform committed Democrats to work to ratify the convention on the elimination of all forms of discrimination against women. If the United States were to ratify the convention, we would be bound to abide by the terms of the treaty and to reflect the aims of the treaty in both federal and state laws. That's because under the U.S. Constitution, treaties ratified by the United States have become the supreme law of the land. Ratification of the convention could have consequences for pro-life laws in the United States. Although the convention itself is neutral on abortion, the committee has made clear that it believes the convention imposes certain obligations on states to make abortion legal and accessible. Pro-life and pro-family advocates in the United States have long been concerned that certain provisions of the convention could be interpreted as requiring states to legalize abortion. Since advocates consider abortion to be an integral part of so-called family planning or women's health, pro-family advocates have also been alarmed by the committee's revisionist thinking concerning gender roles and traditional family values. In 2000, the committee condemned Belarus for reintroducing Mother's Day, saying that the committee is concerned by the continuing prevalence of sex role stereotypes that are presumably perpetrated by celebrations such as Mother's Day. In another eyebrow-raising gesture, the committee in 1999 called on the government of China to legalize prostitution, saying in no uncertain terms that the committee recommends decriminalization of prostitution. When states ratify a treaty, they can provide reservations or interpretive understandings that excuse them from having to comply with some part of the treaty. If a country enters a reservation on a certain part of the treaty at the time of ratification, they are not bound to abide by that part of the treaty. When the CEDAW Convention was approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in both 1994 and 2002, the committee included several reservations, understandings, and declarations to be included as part of the U.S. ratification of the treaty. Among the reservations included by the Senate in its approval were reservations that stipulated that the treaty would impose no restrictions on the conduct or traditional family roles, customs, or religious beliefs of private citizens or organizations in the United States, or on the laws of the federal or state governments. A reservation was included to state that the U.S. was under no obligation to conscript women into military combat service, and that the U.S. government was under no obligation to provide paid maternity leave. Several interpretative understandings were also included. These interpretative understandings would seek to make clear how the United States interprets certain controversial aspects of the treaty. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee's 2002 report included interpretive understandings that the U.S. would be under no compulsion to restrict the freedom of speech under the convention, that the U.S. would not be required to provide access to contraceptives or abortion, and that the recommendations made by the committee are not binding on states. Additionally, an interpretive understanding sponsored by Senator Jesse Helms additionally made clear that nothing in this convention shall be construed to reflect or create any right to abortion, and in no case should abortion be promoted as a method of family planning. But even if these somewhat robust reservations and interpretive understandings were included as a part of the U.S. ratification of CEDAW, it would not be enough to protect us from the pressure leveraged by the committee. If the United States were to ratify the CEDAW Convention, it could have potentially far-reaching and permanent consequences for laws in this country, laws that protect the life of the unborn and laws protecting freedom of speech, freedom of religious beliefs about gender roles and traditional values and gender roles. The CEDAW Committee would not hesitate to issue recommendations calling on the U.S. to repeal the multitude of federal and state-level restrictions on abortion and public spending for abortion and contraception. And activist and revisionist judges here in the U.S. may, like those in Colombia and Bolivia, attempt in the future to use the non-binding recommendations issued by the committee and other treaty bodies to justify the legalization of abortion or the removal of pro-life laws. You've been listening to the latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.